Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to have you here at the Finding Your Heart podcast. I am your host, Rhonda Lott Austin, and this particular podcast is all about the single Christian women who are in a season of waiting and seeking God's guidance on their journey to marriage. And this particular season is all about being on standby. So today we're going to explore the beauty and purpose of waiting anchored in the promises of Scripture and the Lord. So let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. So I'm not sure how many of you have ever purchased an airplane ticket through a third party, whether it be Priceline. There's some other ones that I can't even recall right now. But you purchase your airplane ticket through a third party and you get to the airport. You're waiting at your gate and you realize that your name has been called to be put on the standby list. What? Yeah, I did that. Your girl experienced that. I purchased a ticket when I wanted to fly from Germany to the United States, and I was placed on standby with another young lady. At first, I became very agitated and annoyed because I had plans to make sure that I was in the U.S. for a certain time for an event, and the lady at the desk just told me that I would have to go speak to someone in customer service, that she could not help me. Please keep in mind that I have been at the airport since 5 a.m. and it was now 8 o'clock. Everybody had boarded the plane except for me and this other young lady. So you got to tune in to the next episode because I'm going to pause and let you know exactly what happened when I went to the customer service representative downstairs. So just like me and kind of probably several of you, you've experienced these moments when your plans are just disrupted, or you're just in this waiting period and you don't have answers, and it seems as though everything that you wanted to try to do has now shifted. So it is sometimes when we have this desire to be married or to date or to have companionship and things are just not adding up. So I want to share with you this scripture, Psalms 27 and 14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." This particular scripture is giving us instructions about waiting. You know, it's telling us the benefit of waiting. And when we wait, that our hearts will be strengthened. And that while we wait, we should be of good courage. But just like when that lady told me that I was put on standby, the human nature side of us does not like to wait or hear things that disrupt our plan or hear things that we don't like. And so I just want to let you know that this waiting is not a passive process. It is not something that you just sit and look around and remain agitated or remain upset. But no, it's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to expand your faith. It's an opportunity for you to trust the Lord and an opportunity for you to grow in your character. The waiting season has purpose. Can you say that with me? My waiting season has purpose. My waiting season has purpose. In that moment when I found out that I was going to be placed on standby and actually wait for another plane, wait for another seat, I had a choice in that moment to either continue to remain upset, pout, treat the customer service representative a little nasty and be short with her. But I didn't. I chose to lean into the wait time. While we wait, we can't be nasty to men. It's not their fault that the Lord has not shifted your season into marriage. While we wait, we cannot be bitter or jealous towards our sisters who may be married already. I say this because I see it so often that women, we struggle with supporting those that may have things that we desire. I can remember so vividly that when I was kind of in my 20s, feeling like I was left out, I wasn't really left out. It just wasn't my time. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about some women, two women in particular, that had to wait when it wasn't their time. The first person, and she is one of my favorite persons and favorite life stories, and that's the story of our sister girl, Hannah. Now, for those of you that don't know, you can go read 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2, but it talks about Hannah and how she was married to a man who had two wives. I mean, she was one of the wives, and then Peninnah was the other wife, and the other wife did not have any trouble with having children. And you got to go read the story because Hannah is such a psalmist or poet, I would say. And her words are so encouraging, but you really do get the sense of her heart of how she desired to have a child. And she waited and she waited, and they would go to the temple, and it would seem like the other woman would almost taunt her because she did not have a child yet. And a child represented a blessing from the Lord. And so Hannah waited, and she prayed and she prayed and she sought the face of the Lord, and nothing her husband could do could satisfy this longing and this desire that she had. And to one point, the husband was like, "I've given you the best, I've given you the first, but yet you're still, you know, not appeased or not happy." And Hannah refused to kind of give in to where she was. She shifted her mind and sought the Lord and waited. And people thought she was crazy. Even the priest thought she was drunk because she was pursuing God so much so until her promise was fulfilled. And you all, she received her promise. She received her child. And as you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know that I'm praying with you, that the very reason or the fact that you have a desire to be married, you will get married, but God wants you first. Ooh, He wants you first. He wants all of you. He doesn't just want a piece of you, but He wants your heart, your mind, your soul, so that He can mold you into what He wants you to be, so that you could be an effective wife, an effective woman living out your purpose. Another person that I wanted to share is Anna, and her story. It's maybe like 3 or 4 scriptures in the Luke chapter 2. And you can read about it, but it talks about how she was married for, I believe it was 7 years, and then she became a widow, but she was a prophetess. And she dedicated the rest of her life to seeking the Lord, to prophesying about Jesus and Him entering into the temple. And that came to pass. She had to wait so many years after being with someone until the promise was fulfilled. And the promise was fulfilled. I want you to know that you're not in this by yourself. In order for you to be successful in this waiting time, I don't care how long you have been waiting, but if you're listening to this right now, I want you to believe and hear me clearly. The only way that you're going to be successful is if you lean into your relationship with God during this season. Seeking His will above everything else. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is secondary. I cannot stress that enough, but everything else is secondary. Whatever you're spending your most time in, trade that in to spending that time with the Lord. Commit to him as if you would commit to someone who you were dating. Not making him your husband, because he is not your husband, but he does and he desires to be your best friend. He desires to be all that you need and more. And so if you all didn't know, I absolutely love acronyms. And one of the acronyms that I want to share with you is POWER. When you seek the face of the Lord above everything else, you receive power. The P is for praise. Praise no matter what situation you're in, no matter how you're feeling, muster up a praise, because where there is praise, the Lord dwells. The O is over. So praise over, and then W is worry. Because at the end of the day, when you're scrolling on social media, when you're looking at other people, that sometimes brings about a sense of worry and anxiety. Like, why is this not happening for me? Or when is this going to happen for me? So if I praise over that worry, if I put God over my own thoughts, I will be able to enjoy, which is E, enjoying, and then the R is rest. You will have power. Praise over worry, enjoying rest. Can I pray with you? Lord, I pray for my sister who is listening to this podcast. I pray, God, that you would strengthen her, that, Lord, you would give her the patience that she needs and the wisdom that she needs for this season of waiting. I know, Father, that it seems as though it has been a long time, but your timing is perfect. I pray, God, that she is refreshed, that she is renewed, and she is satisfied in you, O God, first, in your presence. For in your presence there is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I want you to remember, sisters, that God's timing is perfect and that he has a beautiful plan for your life, including your desire to be married. Take courage, remain hopeful, and remember power. Until next time, I can't wait to connect with you here for the next episode of Finding Your Heart, Navigating Singleness with Grace and Faith. Love you. Hey, ladies, are you interested in a single Christian women support group as you navigate singleness, dating, and purpose? I want to invite you to the exclusive support group for you. Sign up today at www.rondalive.com/findingyourheart. Again, that's www.rondalive.com/findingyourheart today. You will get immediate access to monthly support calls and answers to your questions and so much more. See you there.